Harold Ramis used to call me now and then, not to promote any project. The man behind Groundhog Day analyzed this, SCTV and Caddyshack hardly needed to. And he certainly didn't call for my opinion on anything except the Cubs. Harold called to ask how we could get hold of someone he heard on the air so he could tell them great story. He remembered, especially in times of such bombast and snickering, how much compliments can mean to people. Harold Ramis was in the first Second City company I ever saw, when I was in high school, the same school he'd attended years before, in fact. And he was on stage alongside John Belushi, Bill Murray, Gilda Ratner, and Dan Aykroyd. I'm the one in that group, he said, that people called, you know, what's his name, curly-haired guy. One of the reasons Harold lived in Chicago, he said, was to see himself as the kid who made deliveries for his father's Northside liquor store, even as he'd become, as he would never put it, one of the most influential writers and directors in the history of comedy. Harold Ramis came back on stage for a Second City reunion in December 2010. It was just before he was struck with the autoimmune disease that would claim his life this week at the age of 69. Catherine O'Hara, Joe Flaherty, Dave Thomas, Martin Short, and Eugene Levy, big stars and old friends, sat around Harold Ramis to hear a man who'd learned a lot about how to keep the show of life going.
A great rabbi's story. You should start a note, start each day with a note in each pocket. And one note says, the world was created just for me today. And the other note says, I'm a speck of dust in a meaningless universe. And keep them both, because neither is true and both are true. So in a way, my career has been completely self-aggrandizing. I'm the most pumped up, grandiose person in the world. And I'm still the same, humble schmuck I was when I started. I have no confidence, and yet there's this body of work that exists behind me that seems to say that I did do something. But, I feel like I'm starting today on a new career, looking for that next piece of work that's going to be exciting, that's going to mean something to me, and that I'm going to enjoy with and do it with people that I can really love and respect.
Harold Ramis at Second City. You're listening to NPR News.